Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together.
It's kind of like a new year for us.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it is the sixth, but this is our first time back together.
First time.
Hey, happy new year.
Happy new year to you, too. And happy to have you in studio. Looking forward to catching up with our United Way and finding out more about that and you. And, of course, getting
into... Who's
going
to tell you that?
I'm going to talk to somebody. I got a guy. I know somebody over there.
Good.
I know some people. I'm Italian. I always know a guy.
You're not going to make it out of here alive.
Nope. That's something to look forward to at 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to go at 9 o'clock.
If I don't show up for my 10:30 appointment, I'm still here.
You just ruined our feature, That Ain't Right story. But
oh my
7 o'clock hour. We got some good stuff coming up here. Of course, our national day of calendar a little bit. I also want to get into... I have a little bit of news on DeMar Hamlin. Want to tell everybody 10 predictions about 2023 from 100 years ago.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, me too. I like that. That should be fun. I got the top 10 baby name trends for 2023. We'll get into that. We also have the top baby names of 2022 to get into.
All right.
So that one is coming up a little bit later as well. Should these things be left in 2022 or allowed to go on? Good one. That's a good one.
They're probably things that should have been left in like 1999.
Probably. We'll get into that. We got plenty of more topics as well. 8 o'clock hour, of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, where we celebrate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday birthdays and anniversaries. A little after that, probably right after Melissa's news, we will have Culver's Star of the Day. We're going to have so much fun with this one today. I will let the audience know it's all Seth's fault. He's been playing 80s bumpers.
And I've been hearing that
80s TV show theme songs stuck in my head.
Oh,
so we're probably gonna go on a little bit of a ramble here for 80s theme songs, 80s TV show theme songs for probably the next month or so.
Brush up.
Yep. Any 80s?
What would you
television?
Watch? TV Land, huh? Maybe it would have some of that stuff.
Maybe.
Maybe that's too old.
I don't even know I didn't know the TV Land was still there, but I forgot.
Oh, maybe it's
one,
not.
Though. That's a good one. Yeah, I'm not sure. All that coming up for you and a lot more. Who knows? You put Terry and I in a room together, you just don't know what's going to happen. I did want to find out how you've been, how your break was, your Christmas, your New Year's, and I wanted to find out how things are going at the United Way.
Yeah, everything was really good. We had a really nice holiday, enjoyed some time off with friends and family, and so that's, you know, really cool. And
how late did you stay up on New Year's?
I made it.
Did you?
Oh, I did. I hope you lost a bet on that.
Yeah, no. With myself, yes. Yes. I had you at 11, though. I had you at 11. I didn't have you crashing at like 2.
I made it. And then, though, our younger daughter had her friends over. They were kind of doing their Christmas thing because that was the first time that all six of them could get together.
Oh, cool.
And so we got home. We were just at our neighbor's house. And we got home probably about 12:45, maybe. Hmm. And... I don't know. The last time I looked at the clock, it was like 3:30.
Because
they were, well, teenage girls, six of them.
Yeah.
So I will tell you, I did stay up, but I did absolutely nothing on Sunday. Like, I got up, took a shower, made them breakfast, and once they were all gone, that was it.
We were talking about this a little bit in our pregame. There are certain things you just don't bounce back from the way you used to.
Yes, falls in alcohol.
Falls in alcohol. Yeah. I was thinking about it as you were saying that, though. I don't know if even if you don't drink, if you just stay up late.
For sure. You know? It gets me, definitely. But so Sunday, I literally was kind of worthless. Like, I mean, we obviously ate. I didn't leave my family go without food. But, but I, you know, kind of was laying around reading, watch a little TV, go lay back down. Dog would bark, then I'd get ornery because, you know, I'm like, I can't even sleep for 10 minutes.
What do you want?
Yes, exactly.
Everybody else is taken from me. Now you want something?
And there's three other people here. Can you get one of them attend to you?
Please.
You know, that kind of thing. So
the dog usually goes to the most tired person in the house.
And I think so we don't allow him in our bedroom, but he will come sit right outside the door. And so he like knows I'm in there, right? Yeah. So I was kind of laying on the bed reading, and he's just, you know, he kind of looks at me and he turns his head. Well, then it's like, wait a minute, I can rustle her up. And I'm like,
That's awesome. How are things going with our United Way to kick off the year?
Yeah, everything is going great. We are, you know, really focused on, well, one, we are still, you know, trying to fulfill the rest of our campaign. So mm-hmm. I'm still raising some money. And then we also have our campaign thank you celebration coming up on Wednesday. So this is for anyone and everyone who is part of the campaign. You might have been a volunteer or a donor. So if you contributed something to our fall campaign for this upcoming year, this is just a, you know, fun way to get together. We will do a brief program. So the event is from 4:30 to 6:30 at Bullseye Golf Club on January 11th. And there will just be some hors d'oeuvres. Those are sponsored by Urquell Worldwide. So certainly nice. A shout out to them. Mm-hmm. And then it's a cash bar. So if people are looking for something other than soda, they can get that there. And then again, starts at 4:30, 5 o'clock, we'll have a brief program. And we'll recognize some of our bigger companies that have, not necessarily big companies, but companies that have high levels of participation in the United Way campaign and high levels of per capita giving, and then also our leadership donors and loyal contributors. So, and then key volunteers to the campaign. So we'll just be recognizing all of those folks, taking some fun photos, and really just visiting and, you know, thanking everyone who joins us. So it is a standing invitation to anyone who contributed.
Such a great way to kick off the year, being able to thank the community, the volunteers, so many people, a nice banquet getting together and all that, and an opportunity as well for the community to thank you guys as well in a very appreciative way. It's a really good, nice meeting, a nice time for everybody.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, we enjoy it, and it's a great opportunity. And then the other thing that we're really focused on, you know, other than all of the stuff that goes into year end, right? You know, tying up the bow on the year and moving forward. But we do have two sponsorship opportunities that are out there right now. So one is for Power of the Purse, which is March 14th. And we are collecting purse sponsorships right now from local businesses and I guess individuals if someone's interested. But looking for people to sponsor purses for this event. And then we will promote your business. You will have your name, you know, on, not actually on a purse. Like, I don't know if anybody wants a purse with a company logo on it, but you never know. We could start a new trend, but you know, the company will be identified with the purse and throughout the promotions. And all of the funds leveraged from Power of the Purse are used for early grade learning and literacy right here in Southwood County. So everything stays local. Helping local classrooms, reading mentor program, and then the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is for children from birth to age 5. They can receive a free book in the mail. So Power of the Purse is exactly what it says, right? It's the power that you have, you know, ladies, the power that you have in your purse to make a difference. And we have a lot of people who come who aren't even interested in being part of the purse auction. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're like, yeah, I'm not buying a purse. I come because it's great food. It's great, you know, networking. And it's a really fun event. And we also have, if you're not interested in the silent auction part, we also have raffles and, you know, other ways to engage. Second sponsorship opportunity is our calendar raffle. Mm-hmm. We are holding our calendar raffle in April this year. So right now we are offering the opportunity to sponsor a square. So a company could sponsor the prize for that day, and then their logo goes on the calendar, and we're printing 2,000 calendars. So, you know, the cool thing is people usually kind of hang that up or tack it up somewhere where they can see. So, another great way for exposure for local business for helping to support United Way. That one we have to get to print pretty quick. So I believe the sponsorship opportunity on that closes next, like it's open through next Wednesday. And then that will stop. And we currently have 8 squares left on the calendar for the month of April. So there's a few opportunities. I believe the dollar amounts that are available are $200, $125, and $75 are the amounts that could still be sponsored. So if somebody's listening and is interested in that, and you know, there's a lot of local businesses. I know when I buy calendar raffles for different organizations or sports teams or whatever, you know, it's kind of cool because I tend to see a lot of the same businesses sponsoring a lot of the calendar raffles. And I think that's awesome.
I do.
It's really neat that people are willing to do that. And it's a fun way to promote your business and get your logo out there.
And everybody does the calendar thing. Like, you know, you get your new calendar, you have the old one, you match them up and everything, and making sure you got the birthdays to cross over and all that. And, you might as well do it with something while you're doing that. You know, you're putting back in your community
absolutely
with something like that.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's fun. When we get those back from the printer and then we start selling them, I mean, they're $10 each or 3 for $20. And if you get drawn, your name, it gets thrown back in, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, and it's limited to 2,000 tickets. So it's not, you know, some ginormous number. But it is, it's fun.
Yeah. Did want to remind people as well, the Spring Born Learning Academy sessions are open for registration, or are going to be
correct. No, it is open now.
It
yes.
is open, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct. So Born Learning Academy will be starting soon. This is for families who have an infant or toddler in our community, and it's an opportunity to come together and just, you know, really kind of learn those teachable moments, right? Like when you observe your child doing this, you could do that. Or each, so it's six sessions. Each of them are 90 minutes long. About it, there's a hot meal provided, so you eat and then you have training with a certified teacher. There's childcare for your children, so you you know, it's kind of win-win, right? Like you're picking up new skills and new tips and tricks, and each of the 6 weeks has a different theme, and these take place in the evening. So you know, the commitment really is that you commit to once a week for 6 weeks. But again, dinner's provided. So it takes that burden off of your plate. Yeah. And it is for the whole family. So if you have, let's say you have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and then a 2-year-old, what you're learning is geared towards the 2-year-old. But all of the family is welcome to attend and partake in the meal, and then be part of the childcare while the parents are with Denise. And she is fabulous. Yeah. She works in the Wisconsin Rapids School District in the 3K program, but she does a great job. And she's been our Born Learning instructor since we started it. So I think, you know, that's a really cool opportunity. The Born Learning Academy takes place at Humke Elementary School in Nakusa.
Yeah.
But it's for anybody. I just want to make sure people understand that. It's not just for Nakusa School District families. It's for anybody in Southwood or Adams County that would like to participate, and completely free to the family. So great opportunity. You can find out more on our website at uwswac.org. You can give Ben at United Way a call, 715-421-0390. Registration does close on January 27th, so encourage you to check it out and ask your questions and then get registered. It is limited to 20 families, not 20 people, but 20 families. And so, you know, we do encourage you to check it out and get registered.
It is for birth to age 4, as I see. And first off, shout out to Humke Elementary. I always have to do that any chance I get. Great school. But this also seems like a really good one, not only for the like newer parents or new people in the community. It seems like a great way to kind of get inaugurated a little bit here and stuff and learn a little bit more of the area, but as well as just having some support.
And meet other parents.
Yeah.
Yep, like, for sure.
I forget that sometimes with my kids being in there, but, you know, every once in a while there's something that like clicks and it's like, gosh, I wish I could had that, or I wish that there was something like that for my ex, myself, and
well,
everything.
You know, we were talking about this at our office yesterday, actually, because one of our team members has a 2-year-old, and then we have another one that has, I think, a 3 and a 6, you know, so we, those with the the littles, and they were talking about it. It was kind of funny because they're like, oh, this happened. And I'm like, yeah, and you know what? Isn't it funny? Because when it happens to you, you think you're the only person that that it's ever happened to, or that it's happening to. And it's like, no, you're not special. It happens to a lot of people. But I think that helps as a parent, like, oh, that happened to you, you know, that kind of thing. So it is fun. And it's, and again, you know, infant, toddler, preschool age, and, you know, basically up until anybody, any child who hasn't started 4K yet, you know, up until that age group. But it's a really good opportunity. So if folks can commit the time, and again, dinner's provided, so that saves you a lot of time there. And we have great prizes. So at the end of each session, there's a door prize drawing. I mean, for significant, like, crock pot and all the groceries that you might need for a couple meals, or maybe a gift, a gas card, or, you know, something like that. So, you know, I just really encourage people, at a minimum, just check it out and see what it's about.
I feel like when we're doing our year in review, we get towards, or towards the middle of the year, or after spring and summer, usually, and we're talking about it, especially at the United Way Radiothon, we're talking about a lot of the great events that you guys host. We're not able to don't bring this one up nearly enough.
Yeah, because the
great event,
the timing
it
of it.
So
yeah,
early, but it is a really great opportunity for so many different families out there, and to have that support system, to have that opportunity, it's really great. You can learn more by going to uwswac.org and sign up right from there. When it as we're wrapping up the opening segment here, Terry, as you're looking at 2023. Not pressing you on details necessarily. Like, I want to know the dates and the times.
Okay, June 15th is United We Can. Is that what you want to know? Yeah, it is. All right, there you go.
And we can move down now. So. Are there things like United Weekend that you're looking forward to in 2023? Among the things that you're looking forward to, is it also just the opportunity, the possibility of new and different things?
Yeah, I think a little bit of all. So we do have a lot of the calendar set for 2023. So bringing back old favorites like the Great Book Giveaway that happens after school lets out. We will be bringing back United We Can, which is indeed June 15th. And then Stuff the Bus, of course. Yeah, and that collection will take place the first Thursday of August. Mm-hmm. And that is down at Lunch by the River. And then the school supply distribution happens about 2 weeks later. So those kinds of things. And then, of course, Day of Caring is on the calendar. Yeah. So those are there. But, yeah, we do have an opportunity for, you know, maybe some openings to try some different or new things as, you know, as those opportunities present. And, you know, one good example of that is a few years ago, just before Ben, our community impact director before Ben was Jody Friday, and she worked with our Financial Stability Coalition to put in place a finance and investment challenge bowl for high school students. So this is something that happens all around the state. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember the old quiz bowls. So this, but there was nothing close. There was one in Wausau, but you know, nothing for kind of our central Wisconsin schools. And so this will now be happening for the fourth time coming up in February, and it hosted out at Mid-State Technical College, and it's awesome because we get a lot of, you know, like your Almond Bancrofts and Plainfield and Rapids and Port and Nakusa and Marshfield. You know, we collect all of these teams of students around financial literacy. And so, again, another really great event that, you know, is still pretty new, but has the potential to have long-term lasting impact on all of those students and those student teams. So
I tell our sales staff, I tell anybody that's new to radio or really this anything like this, promotion-wise and stuff, it's not about the first year. It's that second year. You put on a promotion. The first year, you're just trying to get eyeballs, and I don't care if it's a huge music fest or if it's just something tiny that you're doing. Everything takes time to build up. That second year, you really know what you got and moving forward there and everything. And once those things build, you know, it just takes a little bit of time, but it can really happen in a short amount of time to get a good audience for these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So looking forward to the year ahead with you guys. It's going to be fun. Plenty of things to look forward to. We'll talk about it throughout the year.
Awesome.
We will take a break. Come back with our National Day of Calendar here on Mornings at WFHR. Our locally grown radio, Terry and James here with you. Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this January 6th, 2023. It is, I'm so proud every time I say it 23 and not 22.
Oh, you write it?
It's like this little victory. Yes, absolutely. I did that yesterday. I was so proud. So proud. National Cuddle Up Day.
Oh, nice.
I like it. Nice. Good one. There's never a bad time for that, but today, particularly a good day to cuddle up.
Yeah, chilly day.
It's perfect for that, and you know, hot chocolate, cocoa, good dark, you know, good warm coffee.
Just not being at work.
Man, sounds nice. National Bean Day. It's a day dedicated to my sister. No, not beans. National Bean Day. Beans are a common food around the globe, of course, and for a good reason. They're rich in fiber, protein, and can be delicious.
Wait, and can be.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
It's kind of implying that you have to work at it.
I guess so. Yeah, that's funny. They just kind of let you know that right away.
Like, I like beans.
So in Japan, for instance, red beans are commonly used in desserts.
Ugh.
Interesting. I also feel like they really need to upgrade their desserts in Japan.
That would take some getting used to for me.
It feels very bad. There are also various...
Sorry, guys.
There are also various Chinese sweets that also incorporate either red beans or mung beans. That, of course, excludes things like soybeans, which are used both fresh as edema and as well as various... sauces and condiments ranging with soy sauce to miso and various fermented condiments. All over the world, people use beans differently.
I like beans. And the older I get, the more I like beans. I mean, I've always liked green beans, but I love baked beans or like calico beans, you know, where you have all the different... Yeah.
I don't like the texture.
You don't? I'm not a bean guy.
Nope. You can have them all. They're all more for you.
Baby. No potatoes and no beans.
I don't like that. Don't like the texture. Don't like it. National Shortbread Day. I do like the texture of that. Shortbread's great. There are very few foods in the world that can make a person think of Scotland quite so strongly as shortbread does. The only other close contender would be haggis, and that food tends to evoke rather mixed sentiments from people outside of Scotland, that is. And yeah, there are Scotch eggs too, but it seems an important reminder that while they are delicious, decidedly British in invention, it is somewhat harder to pin them particularly on Scotland.
Does it matter?
Yeah, and honestly, I didn't know shortbread came from Scotland. I did not know that.
Yeah, I don't know if I knew that either.
I like shortbread. That's good, and thank you, Scotland. That's awesome. It is Apple Tree Day. Good one. Love apples. So I'm
very, oh, yeah, me too.
Very, very in favor of that one.
Apple pie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. World Day for War Orphans. It's an important one. Each year, war makes orphans of many children all over the globe. In fact, UNICEF estimates that approximately 150 million children worldwide are orphans, and many of these are due to deaths caused by war. The War Day for War Orphans is observed each year as a time to raise awareness about the plight of these children and also to find opportunities to provide them with the resources to help overcome this trauma. Certainly, we understand what is going on in the Ukraine right now. There are other factions, other things going on throughout the world. And I don't mean to make this about us or anything, but to put also on this, we do have plenty of our own soldiers and families that are struggling. And you know, they have children in those families too. And I'm not saying that, you know, one over the other or anything like that. I'd like to think that we can cover all of our bases with this and just try to take care of all kids. But it's an issue here in our country as well. It's a rough one, though. National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day.
Yeah, today's the day. The Three Kings have made it. Mm-hmm. So now you got to ditch your tree.
Yeah, so it's also Three Kings Day. So we can kind of combine these, I guess. National Take Down Your Tree Christmas Tree Day. So this is the final day. This is the day where everybody kind of is like agrees this is the one.
Mine's down.
If you don't have it down by now, yeah, I'm going to send Louie and Vinny over to your house, and they're going to break your tree's legs. Good,
maybe they can pack it up and put it away.
that'd be an awesome tree removal service.
Ginormous dudes.
Two big guys, black suits, walk in. How you doing? Yeah, forget it. Hey, you never saw me. I was never here.
Taking all the little ornaments off, putting them in the bright box.
Hey, don't look. You don't want to see this. You don't want to go take the family. Here's $5. Go take the family out.
$5. I don't know where you're gonna go.
When I was a kid, that's what they did. I'm old.
But you know, my tree is down, but not because I want it down. My tree is down because I have a daughter with a January birthday, and so I've always made sure all of Christmas is put away and packed up before her birthday.
I love that.
Otherwise, I would leave it up longer.
That's very cool. I like that. Oh, but you would leave it up.
Oh, absolutely.
I do like that, too.
I'd leave it up another week for sure.
While many people are familiar with the idea of 12 days of Christmas, what many people don't realize is that traditionally, these are not the days leading up to Christmas, but are actually the 12 days following. The song about the 12 days of Christmas only just scratches the surface of the fun when it comes to celebrating this winter holiday season.
Yeah, we should extend the holiday an extra 12 days. I don't know.
I don't see. What's the downside? I don't mind that as long if we can stop starting it so early. Like that part. Like if we could just maybe let Thanksgiving have its time in the sun.
See, I don't know. You won't sell me on that one.
It would make sense to the season too. But you know, I digress. I don't know. I think that the people that really enjoy this still celebrate it and don't need the masses.
Yeah, and I love Christmas and the whole season. And for me, for as much decorating and stuff as I do, it's so much work. And to only have it for a short window of time, I feel like every year I start putting mine up a little bit earlier and then leave it, till today because it's mandatory take it down day.
Yeah, yeah. And as I mentioned, it is Three Kings Day. This is when the day that they finally made it to the back of the inn and everything, right? Help me out here, please.
No, I'm just gonna. I just want to see how much you struggle here.
The three kings showed up. And,
in theory, yes, or the three wise men. You hear them called, yes. But I mean, yes, they're supposedly. Although some readings that you'll find will say that Jesus was actually a toddler by the time that they arrived, because it took so long to travel. But I guess we've decided that condenses down into 12 days.
Hmm.
But the idea that they were there when he was born, that is not... You know what I mean? Like, you see that in, like, nativity scenes.
Yeah.
But I think you have to take that a little bit more loosely, right? Like, the nativity is not a picture of December 24th. It's a picture of the whole spirit of the season.
It's not ill intended, but I think we take a lot of things with artistic liberty, you know, when it comes to this stuff. It is what it is. I think that if you want people to understand the actual details and all those things, that's kind of a case-by-case thing. Looking at our weekend for National Day Ofs on Saturday, Harlem Globetrotter Day.
Awesome.
Yeah. Got to see the Globetrotters in Point years ago. God, one of the greatest things I've ever seen live.
Yeah, I think so, easily. Too. That's an awesome show.
It is also Orthodox Christmas Day tomorrow, so that is a good one. Be sure to celebrate appropriately. Sunday. Let's see. What is Sunday? If I can get to... No, I
just Oh, you're in February.
Just went to February. Let's see here. Here we go. There. Finally. It is, let's see here. Wow, there's a bunch of stuff on Sunday. It's show and tell day at work.
On Sunday.
Work. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
National Sunday Supper Day. That is a good one. I miss big Sunday dinners.
Yeah,
I miss
too.
That.
That is fun.
Earth Rotation Day. It's an interesting one. most everyone knows about science class in school that the Earth rotates on its axis and one full rotation takes 24 hours. It would be very surprising if there was someone who didn't already know this. But what some people may not know is that the speed of the Earth's rotation changes slightly from day to day and year to year. So a true scholar day is not exactly 24 hours, but the variation on a matter of seconds. A mean solar day is based on the year-long average, but the basic concept of a solar day itself is the length of time for the Earth to complete one full rotation on its axis. Hmm. And that's one reason for the Earth's rotation day is celebrated.
Interesting.
Let's see, War on Poverty Day. Yes, another good one. National Winter Skin Relief Day. That sounds like a good one as well.
Yeah. Oh, that one sounds like a good one.
Yeah. Take care of your skin, everybody. Stay hydrated. And,
no, I'm up on the next one.
Oh, National English Toffee Day. Yes, yes.
I've skipped past the skin. Yeah, put your lotion on.
but I do love English toffee. Yes, I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, and that, if people could just see the picture of that. I mean, it just looks really good.
I didn't know I wanted English toffee until I saw that.
Yeah,
now I
agree.
Do want it. Yes, now I want it. I want it stuck in my teeth. I want everything
all
that
of
comes
it.
With
we'll
it.
Take all yes, of it.
All of it. We are going to go find some, Terry and I. When we come back, we'll have some more fun. Right now, go ahead and we'll get to Melissa's news. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Kind of giggle because yesterday, if anybody didn't catch the show, these guys, Seth and James, were talking about Seth being happily trapped back in whatever time frame, because they were talking about a song called What Does a Fox Say?
Yes.
And both of you guys were just like dying, and then you put it on and you're like, no.
Yeah, yeah, no, never again.
And Seth's like, you know, I'm fine being trapped in another time frame.
Sometimes it's not so bad. Sometimes not so bad.
I found that very humorous yesterday.
That was good. Thank you. I got a good one coming up here for us. But before we get to that, I did want to catch everybody up on Damar Hamlin. The young Buffalo Bills safety who, of course, on Monday, there's just no words. He's awake and communicating, but only on paper. He can't speak yet because he's still on a ventilator. But Wednesday night, he actually asked the doctors, who won the game Monday?
Isn't that awesome?
Goosebumps every time I think of it. The doctors told him, quote, you won the game of life. yesterday, DeMar's rep said that he's making steady progress and has shown quite, quote, remarkable improvement over the last 24 hours. He also appears to be, quote, neurologically intact. I feel like I was holding my breath until I heard that part. That was not my biggest fear, but one of the biggest fears I had was brain damage. I didn't want to say it out loud, didn't want to talk about it until we actually knew, but now that we know that he is neurologically intact, thank God, and that's awesome. However, he is still in critical condition and has a ways to go for recovery.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I know there was some talk yesterday about, you know, would he ever make a full enough recovery to play football again? Yeah. You know, and it's like, why do we even have to? I mean, I get that, but do we even really have to be talking about that?
Yeah,
you know, at this point in time, can we just give him a look? And he, you know, though, that's probably maybe a question he has, right?
Yeah,
if his first thing is asking about the game, you know, he's probably wondering when he's going to be well enough to get out and get back up and get back at it. So
when he could, I would never try to sound like I'm speaking for somebody else, but when he can talk, if you asked him, would you do it all over again? Would you play this game? Would you go to Pitt and play 4 years there? Would you play your 2 years here at Buffalo and all that? I almost promise you he'll say yes. Like all these guys. Thomas Jones, old running back for the Bears, he's one of the few people I've heard to kind of take it back, like, I don't know. Knowing what I know now, I don't know. I heard Steve Young say something a little similar, but not the same. I don't begrudge them. I know what it is to have a passion. I don't know what it is to have a passion that you risk your life doing, but I do relate to the idea of having a passion that is very hard for others to relate to sometimes.
It's kind of the gift of not knowing, though, right? You know what I mean? Because that's a heavy burden to bear. Did you see his little project of he was raising money for the toys in his for children in his community, you know, and it was just kind of lingering around a couple thousand or whatever, and now it since this happened, I think that's so cool. Like it's up over, I don't know, the last I saw it was over 8 million, I think. But
it gives you hope. Yeah. It gives you hope in society. It gives you hope in people. We have so many like bad stories and things pop up all the time that you just shake your head and you're frustrated or whatever. Thousands and thousands of people saw that hit happen. Thousands and thousands of people were frustrated. They didn't know what to do with themselves, and they wanted to do something good and help this young man in some way, and they chose that way.
And I think that's a really cool way. I just hope that they don't and I know they won't, but I'm just, you know, I hope they don't buy like $8 million worth of toys for 1 year. Like, let's let that go into perpetuity.
For those that don't know, the charity, actually, he started this when he was a freshman or a sophomore at Pittsburgh University.
In college.
And,
yep.
His mom runs a daycare, and it was to raise money, like $25,000 for gifts for those kids.
Yep.
And now I think it's going to expand, I would imagine.
But it is just, you know, it's
so
crazy.
Cool.
It's cool.
So cool. It's a good kid, you know? I mean, by all rights and everything. FYI, the NFL announced yesterday the Bills-Bengals game will not be replay the game. Both teams are already in the playoffs. It would be silly to make them play that game.
Especially when they're both there. You know what I mean?
Look, I got two fantasy teams. I understand fantasy football and all that. I love it, too. Get over yourself. It's fantasy football, for the love of God.
Exactly. Get over yourself.
Yeah. I love it, too, man. Don't get me wrong. I'm crazy about the stuff, too. But even I understand. Look, there's a line. Get over yourself.
Yeah. So
it'll move. We'll all move on. And thankfully, he's doing all right. Someone went through old newspaper articles from 1923 to see what experts were predicting back then for 2023. Some of them have come true. For example, we'll get into some of those. Some of them, not so much. So here we go. Let's go ahead and dive into them. Here are the for ones that they did predict, like constant airline traffic. Unless you're flying Southwest, of course.
And that's been for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I don't know, a long while, actually.
They predicted that America's population topping 300 million people. Oh, yeah. Yeah, did that one a while ago, too. And being able to talk to someone in real time through your wristwatch.
Oh, nice.
Which they weren't far off on that. I mean, you know, especially now in the last 10 years or so, wristwatches have come back, but they're not wristwatches anymore.
Oh,
They take care of your steps and all those things.
And you can do pretty much everything through your Apple Watch. I mean, whatever you can do on your phone, you can pretty much do through there.
Is it Get Smart or whatever? They had the phone that he had a phone that he could communicate with. I know James Bond had something like that, too.
Yeah, didn't Knight Rider have that,
too?
Yeah,
something, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, and then obviously Fitbits weren't phones, and then all of a sudden you could get your text messages on your Fitbit. But when the Apple Watch really took off, I mean, you can do everything on there.
Yeah. So here we go. Here's their predictions. And the first one, people will work a max of 4 hours a day. The headline for that was no more hard work by 2023. They said electricity would make it possible.
That's kind of, I mean, the idea of only working 4 hours. I don't know. I'd rather just see a shortened work week.
I would rather see a shortened work week. I would go insane with those other 20 hours of
the
day.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. But to have a 4-day work week, that could probably be a variation of this. But the whole, like, no more working hard, that kind of implies something about...
Yeah.
Although... have you tried to hire anyone lately?
Yeah.
No more working hard.
In 1923, less than half of the U.S. homes had power.
So I guess if you think about that, and really consider all of the opportunities that electricity gives us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I wouldn't be here right now.
Nope.
So if you think about that, that's probably not an unrealistic prediction, yeah. Other than, you know, the implication of no one's working hard. But I do think that, yes, electricity changed the game majorly.
Number two on the list, no ugly people. Wait a minute, what? You're getting rid of me? They thought beauty pageants would become they thought beauty pageants would become obsolete because it would be almost impossible to choose a winner.
Oh, isn't that kind of sweet though?
It is kind of. It's not all stems. It doesn't all stem from plastic surgery or anything either. They're saying that we were going to evolve to be more beautiful. Apparently, like. Okay.
We're just going to genetically modify?
The theory was, and this really dates back to the 20s and everything, or just a different time, I should say. The idea was, I'm sorry to be blunt here, ugly people were not going to breed, basically. Could not have been more opposite. Couldn't have been more opposite.
And then came Tinder.
Yes. Right? Right.
Then came online dating.
Then came the 70s. I mean, long before Tinder and all that.
Okay. Then came the love child.
Yes. Women will paint their teeth black to be fashionable.
Ew.
Instead, a lot of people whiten their teeth now.
Could you imagine, though?
A little off on that
Blech.
One. Yeah. No, thank you. Gasoline will be replaced by radio waves.
Oh.
So powering your car by blasting radio waves somehow. How about that? If that was how you powered your car was with your radio.
Wouldn't you love that, though?
Yeah.
If we had that power? Like, literally we?
That's job on the radio security. Wave? Yes, yeah, that's jobs. I love the idea of that. Let's get that happening.
But then is it like the whole, you know, Santa sleigh thing only flies with enough Christmas spirit?
Yeah,
so what
yeah.
if there's not, like, good stuff coming over the radio waves? Right. And then your car is just like, stops.
Look, I'm going to be late today and everything. Oh, you wouldn't believe what they were talking about in the morning show today. I couldn't do it.
There were 400 cars just stopped.
Yeah, just had to turn it off. The average life expectancy will be 100 years old, and another expert says 300.
Wow.
The average in the U.S. back then was just 57 years old, and it's now turned to 76 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know we've definitely, I mean, it's not 100, but that's definitely made a lot of progress.
Yeah. The oldest living person is set to turn 119 next month.
That is crazy.
That is. Flying from Chicago to Germany will only take 18 hours. They were too conservative with that one. It's really half that now.
I was just going to say.
A 9-hour flight.
I did that flight, and I don't... I might have slept a lot, but I don't recall 18 hours.
That's pretty cool. Like that, as much as... I pick on airlines and stuff. That is a flight.
It's remarkable.
Is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Cancer will be eradicated. Not yet. But I don't blame them for being hopeful about it.
Right.
Back then.
Think about the progress since then in 100 years. I mean, look at breast cancer, look at prostate cancer screening, look at, you know what I mean? So maybe we haven't figured out how to cure it, but we've gotten a lot smarter about being aware, right? And stopping it sooner.
Aware of what causes cancers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you do no good if all you do is sit there and get to me when they got a cure. Like that, not everything's like that in life.
And it sounds like 100 years is a long time, but really 100 years isn't.
Blink of an eye.
You know what I mean?
Blink
of an eye. So, yeah.
I always like to remind people of, or not remind people, but I use these examples of different things. And we think, oh, America has been around quite a while. You know, we've been doing this a while now and everything.
Now we're babies.
Yeah. Look at Europe. You look at Russia. Look at China. You know, yeah. I mean, these other countries, we're teenagers compared to them. Homes won't have kitchens anymore.
God bless America.
Yeah. That one basically said we'd have ways to make food using, quote, chemical formulas and won't need to cook. Well,
that's kind of scary.
We use a chemical, we use a formula, all right. It's called our phones to order food or whatever.
That's true. I am, you know, I love to bake. So I would miss my kitchen for that reason.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, I don't know. I'd be all right with that.
I'm going to try this next one, Terry. Nothing? Okay, because they said telepathy will exist. They say telepathy will exist. I was trying. Nothing. Although, to be
fair, I'm not receiving what you're sending.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you for blocking it out. I wouldn't blame you. Get out of my head.
I just heard this.
Yeah. That one, all you heard was me making quotes from The Simpsons. And nobody wants to hear that. That one said that we'd even be able to speak telepathically to babies. Boy, wouldn't that be nice.
Oh.
That part would be nice. That'd be pretty cool.
Except, though, how would that affect their... I think they would just be so introverted. That, you know what I mean? If we could speak to children that way, like, yeah. They'd never learn to...
I never thought of that.
...verbalize and... Although, I mean, seems to kind of be.
These are pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
So list. When you were starting the list, the first thing I did is Google what year was the Jetsons, because I was thinking there would be something different about the cars, you know, other than we did talk about fuel. Mm-hmm. But the Jetsons is actually set in 2062. So we've still got time to get our act together.
I didn't know it was set in 2062.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I had to. So it premiered in 1962. So they also went 100 years forward.
Nice.
But I just was like, wow, we got a lot to do in the next.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we got 39 years.
We'll get on it during the commercial break.
Then we're going to work only 2 hours a day.
That's it. We'll almost be done. We'll come back and wrap up the hour here on The Morning Show. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here on WFHR. Locally grown radio, Terry and James here to take it at the top of the hour. If you're doing a dry January this year...
What does that even mean? You're saying no alcohol?
Yeah,
dry?
Yeah, okay. That's basically.
All right.
But if you are, you might hit your first big snag this weekend to keep you motivated to stay on the course, or maybe to even think about giving this an idea sometime. Here are five good things that happens to your body when you give up alcohol for a month.
Okay.
How about for a day? No.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
True confessions.
You might decrease your risk of cardiovascular disease. When you drink to excess, the way alcohol is metabolized can produce free radicals, increase your bad cholesterol, and that can lead to clogged arteries.
Makes sense. I don't know. Do you think really... I guess it depends how much you drink. Like, just taking a month off, like, does that really... Are you better off to just use a better, higher level of moderation, you know, continually? Or can you just take a month off?
Yeah, because I feel like the first part of that makes more sense.
You know, cutting back.
Yes, yeah. But it feels like the only people that I know that have ever done this are people who barely drink anyway. Like,
I was going to say, I'm not a big drinker, but I don't mind. I mean, but we go out to dinner, I'll have a cocktail, or I'll have a glass of wine at night, or a beer, or, you know, but yeah.
It might reduce your risk of cancer. According to a government report, there are links between alcohol consumption and the development of several types of cancer, including liver, esophageal, breast, and colorectal cancer.
See, and I thought, I thought it was a glass of wine a day keeps the doctor away.
What
oh, that's an that? Apple. It's an apple.
Oh, dang
my
it.
Bad.
I've been doing this wrong for 30 years. I've been doing you might lose weight. It's not just the alcohol's calories you'll be cutting out. It's also the sugar from things like mixed drinks.
You know what? I do agree with that. Like, when I was on a weight loss, I guess it's been like 6 years now, but I actually took off about 40 pounds. And that was one of the things, like cutting that out. And then that, and I know you don't like these, but that's where like White Claw was a good fit, because there's no carbs, no sugar. Well, there's one carb, but I mean, if you're interested in having a beverage, you know what I mean? Like, so if we were all with friends, or we always go to Hodag, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can go for like 5 days with all of these people and not have anything to drink.
Right, right.
but that's kind of where that would come into play, because you don't have all that. Because, you know, if we go out, like if tonight we went out for fish, I love a good brandy old-fashioned sweet, right? But there is, oh my goodness, there are so many calories and sugar in that. Yeah, yeah. And again, all things in moderation, but I do see that. Like if you cut that out, you know, getting rid of that makes a big difference in weight.
I find that interesting, and I never thought about that with the whole seltzers, the alcohol seltzer thing. I got to think that that's a big part of their market.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't even think of that. You may sleep better. Studies have found that when normal drinkers stop drinking for a month, they sleep better and found it easier to concentrate.
Define normal.
Yeah, I want to know what this normal drinkers thing is. Like, what does that terminology even mean? You could feel happier. I love how we're doing this show in Wisconsin, and we're like being confused by some of these things. I like that.
The happier thing. Just plays right into because you just stay level, right? Like, there's not the ups and downs and all. But, yeah, that is funny that...
Yeah,
so we're not really staying true to our heritage, are we?
No. So you could feel happier. Alcohol is a depressant, so it can cause people to feel negative mental side effects. Giving it up for a month might make you feel happier overall.
And maybe, you know, maybe that's the key to this too. Concentrating on a whole month, because then maybe, you know, you've established the habit and you just don't go back to it.
Yeah.
Versus just, you know, trying to moderate throughout the year.
And for some people, it may be easier to moderate after a hard reset, you know?
Sure.
You know,
makes sense.
Kind of just that sometimes that works for some. I don't know. But it certainly, as I think, like with anything we're talking about here, moderation. That's always
absolutely
important.
And, you know, and if you do have if you do struggle with alcohol, then, you know, you need to take the steps that are important to get that under control. But, you know, we joke about it, but at the same time, you're right. It's moderation and how well you control.
You, there are plenty of people out there. They know how to have a good time and be able to moderate. You know, just learning that balance, understanding you. You know your tolerances. You know those things. You know, handle it like an adult.
And James, as you age, gets a little harder.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. I'm so happy it's Friday. I'm so happy. I actually may sleep this weekend.
Well, see, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
A fall and some alcohol. Arrange this on a regular basis.
I think you're onto something there. I think you're onto something. We'll figure that out in the break. We'll come back with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center and plenty more. It's mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio.